I'm excitable. Okay, so as Nikolai began, the purpose of this is to get you talking. So this is not one of those sessions where you just get to sit out in the audience and we get to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, although I'm going to get through all of my slides. And then you don't get a chance to give us really too much feedback. What we really want to do is, and what I want to start by doing, is give you a background, some information on where Finn is now, so that we can start talking about where Finn needs to go. So the Finn program, this is what it is. This is the challenge space. While all of these bubbles don't quite represent everything that's going on, it's designed to give you a sense that we know that there's a lot going on out there. We know that from our federal perspective, this is what we see. We know that from your state, local perspective, vendor perspective, you're having to look across multiple public health information exchange initiatives and try to figure out what it is you have to do. I mean, and the reality is, if you look in the center, everyone's kind of on the bubble for what's the next big thing? What's the next thing that I need to do to in my network, in my working every day, that someone may ask me to do to foster information exchange? So, in September of last year, we went and began to look across and say, okay, Finn's been out there. Finn has enjoyed some success in the certification space. Finn has enjoyed some success in development of messaging guides. We've gotten people acclimated to the concept of working together, collaborating. We've had communities of practice. We've had all of these things. So let's take a look at the definition of Finn and see what it is that we need to grow it, make it seem more sound, make people more invested in the idea. So the definition of Finn has now become: public health information network is a set of shared standards, services, practices, and policies to support public health information exchange and aligns to national health information exchange strategies. And the blue bubble is extremely important because we found we needed to say it is not a physical network. There is nowhere that you can really go and put your hand on a fin. So it's an opportunity. Fin is an opportunity for us in public health to work together to try to align all of these chaotic activities, to start focusing on a certain set of scope, to take an idea and to take that idea into practical practice. So the Finn strategic planning process. So the strategic plan was put out there to address the new opportunities, the past challenges, give an updated vision, mission, which you'll see in the next couple of slides, and to really hammer home what the shared policies, standards, practices, and services are. The value added to public health. Public health needs a seat at the table in NWHN. We've heard that consistently throughout this conference. Public health has needs. Public health has needs that need to be articulated. Who is it that can help facilitate the discussion on our end to make that united voice in the NWHN? Involve in the public health community. Utilize a collaborative, incremental process that is a partnership of public health, healthcare, and industry to solve challenges and improving population health. This conference, this is one such opportunity where we can do that. Address the problem. Get all of the people in a room, in a space, on a phone. Go out there, find out what's going on. Not only document the problem, but begin to document some of the derived solutions to the problem. Create that platform of standards, services, practices, and policies. In taking what it is that you're doing, then find a way to disseminate that out so that everyone is on the same page, that there are outcomes that are being addressed, that there are successes that are out there, that there are gaps. Finn and NWHN. So who in here doesn't know what NWHN is? Great. So NWHN is a network of networks, composed of nodes. And the Public Health Information Network is just one such network that addresses the public health concerns. So we are not looking to be all of public health with NWHN. We're looking to be the provider of solutions for our scope in our area of public health, and to work with other public health entities. We've done some work with FDA on some things that are of concern to public health. We've heard from EPA on some EPA concerns of public health. So we do not seek to be all of public health with NWHN, but we do seek to be a nucleus, somewhere that people can come for that suggestion. And we also seek to retain the business needs of CDC, business needs that may be internal to our processes. So this is kind of what it looks like. And the bubbles that show Finn are just a representation. In this discussion, we would like to be able to add more bubbles to Finn. What you see here is a reflection of it, Finn's preparedness roots, laboratory space, health monitoring and surveillance, communications, partner communications and alerting. These are traditional things that Finn has been known for, but we're finding that there's a much larger space. So we need you to help us define these bubbles. When we're out speaking, we need to speak what it is you think is included in the Public Health Information Network so that we can agree on it. So this is the new Finn vision and mission. If any of you have had an opportunity to take a look at the Finn strategic plan, which is located on www.cdc.gov/Finn, it's still up. We closed the comment period, I think in April it was closed, but we're still taking emails and suggestions on that. But the new vision, an integrated healthcare and public health system using information effectively to advance population health and well-being. And then, of course, our new vision is to establish and support, again, those shared policies, standards, practices, and services that facilitate efficient public health information access, exchange and use, and collaboration among public health agencies with their clinical and other partners. There are three key strategic goals to this new plan. Providing leadership, we discussed that. Define, advocate for, and support public health needs, we've kind of discussed that. And perform key public health information exchange and standards management roles. So that last one is what is really going to take us into the second part of this discussion, which Mark is going to talk about, and that is the certification process as it is now, the measurement of the identification of those standards, the adoption of those standards, and the implementation of those standards. So our next steps. Some of these we've already finished and finalized. So we've shared feedback with our internal leadership. We've received feedback from internal and external partners on the strategic plan, and we are currently on the last bullet, which is finalizing those feedbacks and those edits to reincorporate those into the plan and then release those for viewing. We want to share our final version and vision with partners, and the reason why that's not finished now is that this discussion, again, is something that'll help foster that, and tomorrow morning's discussion of Finn 101 is another component of where we should go with other activities like governance. Who should we bring to the table in deciding how we make these decisions? And then, of course, to develop a project plan and timeline for implementation. So these are some of the activities that we currently have put out there to help flesh out standards, services, practices, and policy. These are things that we are already doing. We have FinVADS for vocabulary. We know that security in information technology, information data exchange is of extreme importance. There has to be some type of discussion about this transport mechanism, what is public health going to do in that space. Then the services, where you have your certification, the applications that are being developed, the technical assistance going out, being able to be a part of the discussions for health IT language, our practices, governance, workforce development. Who is it that we need to be training to help us do this work? Who do we need to send out that's trained? And of course, the development of policies. How do we document how we're going to share our data and information? What are the agreements that need to be in place? So, these are some current Finn projects, things that we are currently invested in realizing this new Finn vision and mission and goals. The development of a governance board, again, tomorrow morning at the Finn 101 session, that'll be a main topic of discussion. public health adoption of the S&I framework, harmonized FN certification and NNDSS validation for case notification messaging. That's one such area where we saw that there was some duplication of discussion between two CDC entities that talked to the same group. So we're like, hey, we need to really try to align these processes and come up with one set of discussion points. We conducted a FN cascade alerting exercise with our HAN teams for public for PCA, Partner Communication and Alerting, which was very successful in demonstrating how a certification process that serves as a set of measures then needs to be drilled and exercised to show the value and the benefit to those that are funding that activity. And then this Public Health Informatics Conference, a gathering, a meeting of the minds to further those outcomes, those outputs. The communities of practice are fully engaged and in swing again. Communications, we've changed the FN website. We've made it a much easier website for you to find information, and we've kind of made it the go-to place that you know is a great source for public health and what's going on. FN certification, validation, and testing, it's an area that we now know certification and testing exists in the meaningful use space. FN has always had a certification and evaluation process. How does aligning those two meet our business needs while at the same time meet your business needs and practices of selling the work that you're doing to your states, to your locals, to your as vendors, the products that you're supplying? FN capability and knowledge management tool, having a place that you can go to and do search, find out best practices, find out solutions, and of course an evaluation framework to see if it's all working well together. So many of you may know me from the FN technical assistance team, the team that gives you a call or schedules a lot of meetings, the FN partner call. We've done the FN newsletter that gives you some idea of what exists in the area of FN, some implementation timelines. This model kind of gives you an idea of what FN support entails. Technical assistance, evaluation, looking at interoperability, health IT award language, education and outreach, and of course the conducting FN certification. I have some printouts of this information, and of course the slides following this will be available after the conference closes, but this is the current FN SME map. These are the people that are assigned to the HHS regions. They are here at the conference and available to talk to any of you. They're in the FN booth. They're available to discuss certification, any of the topics that are coming out of the sessions, or give you information on those people that you can follow up with. So, what must we do? We must ensure linkages between FN, meaningful use, NWHN, and standards. We need to execute. We need to come up with a plan, come up with some ideas that are executable and have measurable outcomes. We need to communicate with one another what the issues are, what the gaps are. We need to hear from you. Thank you.
Renika, thank you so much, and I would like to start with questions, please, for Renika, questions regarding FN structure, activities, etc., which lead actually to certification.
Well, I have a question. How many of you have a question or have a question concerning certification? How many of you have gone through the current FN certification process? A couple of hands. How many of you have enjoyed success in that process? Not the same number of hands.
Could they use microphone, please, because it's recorded everything.
My name is Pradeep Patel, and I'm from the Texas Department of State Health Services. Mm-hmm. And we recently participated in the cascade alerting exercise for the HAN.
Okay.
And we were able to complete that with some success. But I guess the FN is a more overarching architecture. So is there any other certification that needs to be done apart from this?
Apart from Cascade Alerting?
Right.
There are several certifications listed on the FIN website. So right now there are message-specific certifications in varicella, TB, then the generics coming out there. Is Arbovir out there?
No.
Nope, not yet. And then there's LRN certification. There's direct alerting certification. But as part of this discussion, the message-specific certifications, varicella, TB. How helpful are those to you in state public health departments in getting them to fund surveillance? How helpful is it in obtaining? I know a lot of you don't. Varicella is not reportable in some states. So message-specific certification, how important has that been to you in fostering electronic public health information exchange in your state public health departments? Bueller. Oh, here. Okay, come on.
I'll be helpful. You owe me one later. Mark Dittman, Pennsylvania. I'm the ELR project manager there, and we were certified about a year and a half ago for TB, and that was a very ugly process because we had a very antiquated system and the RVCT process and everything we had to go through, and it was our first implementation of Rhapsody at the same time, so we took a big bite on a really messy project, but we survived it. And we're currently going through the final stages of varicella right now. So I think the biggest thing that we noticed was the diverse knowledge base even within the CDC teams that Sandy helped me, TB.
Sandy Price
put her everywhere, and everything would be wonderful and smooth, I think, and great. If you had just the knowledge that she had and she brought, even through the Rhapsody routes and everything that she was able to do, she made the TB process a lot easier. And I think that's probably a reflection on the way we work in Pennsylvania with the different program areas are the same thing. You have different expertise levels, and some folks understand HL7 and some don't. And I think that's just one of those challenges as we move forward with each one of these certification processes. We're almost starting over, which could be good, could be bad. I mean, I think we, at least on the state side, we're pretty consistent that way. So we're learning as we're going forward. But looking forward to generic, kind of, after the Sunday session, it looks like it's a little bit more of a project than we thought it would be. So there's just some general comments, but if you could clone Sandy Price and put her in every program area, that'd be a great help.
Let me address this topic, probably this question or concern. We do understand that this is a critical issue, lack of resources, budget, understanding on some topics, and unfortunately we cannot clone Cindy for all programs. So one of our solutions which we are working right now, we want to make through FIN website, we call it a standards interoperability knowledge base browser. Basically what we want to do for all these areas which we need, we want to make a browser where people may go and see, let's say I need data elements, I need terminology, I need how to map this data element to specific segment of HL7 message. What to do if I have 2.3.1, but ONC ask us to jump to 2.5.1, how to do it? Or I need to test my message, or my vendor ask me to verify a test message or validate something, how to do it. And we do understand these difficulties. Personally, I came from local Department of Health, State Department of Health. I do understand all these difficulties. That's why we try to do this automated Cindy type of knowledge base and to help you all with this topic. And another question which we will share with you, which is part of this topic. So if I will go to website, state X, Y, or Z, sometimes you can see a message here. We are FIN certified. What does it mean, FIN certified? All of a sudden we found, okay, this state was certified just for a seller message. When we talk people, hey, we are FIN certified, in people's mind, this is very well defined, established technology, harmonized with vendors between public health entities with the state. So there is some kind of confusion, which Mark will talk about a little bit. And actually, this is part of discussion with leadership at CDC and our and with you, etc. How to move the certification, making it really what it's supposed to be, not just message certified, but the main certified, product certified. I'm very glad we have today representative from NIST, and we very glad they're here, and we will talk about how. What to do actually with this situation, because definitely we need to move to next step, and I hope discussion today, tomorrow discussion, FIN 101 will help us, and obviously we appreciate your support.